So today's daf is daf Lamed in Masechet Zvachim, and having just arrived discussing this Mishnah with Rebbe and Tzipori and then at Beit Shearim, both places, the whole discussion we're going to have today on the Mishnah and Chavtas Amud Beis with Rebbe and his son, Levi, and how did he teach this Mishnah and so on. It was a great time to visit Rebbe in Tzipori. So, says the Halakha Mishnah, Zehaklam. This, of course, is a Mishnah we already explored before. We talked about this Mishnah on numerous occasions, but nonetheless, it could die for us to go over it again carefully. Zakla. Kol hashochet, or mikabel, or mahalech, or zorek, with a makshava. Lechol davar shadarko lechol. As we pointed out before, it has to be roi. This is going to Mandi Omar, Rabbonan, that only something that is roi for achilat adam, or if it's a makshava's haktorah, it has to be latir, davar shadarko latir, but you can't do the opposite. Can't have in mind to eat something that was royal on his back, like the kibbutz or the yayla or something like that. So one kezayit, either royal adam leachila or royal on his back laktara, a kezayit, if the makshava was to do it in the wrong space, chutz lemekoma, it's possible, but as we learned out at great length over the past 2 days, in Bokaret, chutz lizmano, but if the makshava was a time violation, then it would be pigal, v'chayavina lakaret. But what's important to recall is this is only if the entire matir was brought kemitzvato. But as we saw before, if there's any other chishev, if there's any other makshava, this is not referring to the other halacha that has to be brought kedim, with a biyad yamin, etc., etc. This is talking about matir kemitzvato vis-a-vis makshava. Now, kemitzvato obviously means kemitzvato lepigul. So in other words, if you have in mind a makshavas chutzmana, even across the board, every single thing you do, that's kemitzvato, meaning kemitzvato lepigul. Or even if you'd have a makshava just to do it, not chutzmana, it's still kemitzvato. But if you do something that mamish would have passed on its own, so let's say you do one of those avodot chutz lemekomo, or you do one of those avodot shelo lishmo on a chatas and a pesach, it's no more pigul. It's also, we learned before from Yiyeh, means you can be Mitzarif, even a Makshevis Pigel, and a Makshevis Chutz Zman, Lemekoma. But it won't be Chayav Karet. So over here, if there's any other Makshava at all, then it will be possible, but in Bokaret. So what do we mean? Ketzad, when we say those words, She'akriv ha-matir kemitzvato. Tell me what we're talking about. Ketzad karav ha-matir kemitzvato. For instance, suppose you did the Shechita without any Makshevis through it all, B'shtika. Then you went ahead and you did the Kabbalah, the Halicha, the Zrika, Chutz Zman. Or you did the Shechita, Chutz Zman. You went ahead and you did the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika without any Makshevis at all, b'shtik. Or maybe you did the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika all chutz l'zmano. That is kemitzvato. Kemitzvato meaning kemitzvato for pigul. So that's what we mean when we say sheik makriv amatir kemitzvato. But when we say lo karav amatir kemitzvato, then what do I mean? Well, for instance, let's say you did a makshevas chutz l'mikomo in the Shechita. So then already you screwed up the korban. You made it possible and you didn't do it as pigul for chutz l'zmano. So then I don't care what you do afterward. You could be Mekabo, Hoylech, Zorek, Chutz Lizmano. Still not going to be Pigel. Or maybe you even started off with Pigel. Chos Shachat with a Makshavis Chutz Lizmano. And then you did the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. Chutz Lizmano for that matter. You might have done the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika. All of them now were either Chutz Lizmano or Pesach Atas. We could have been Shalom Lishman. And it Mikabel, Holach, Zar, Chutz Lizmano, but already the Shalom Lishman by Pesach and Achatas is the equivalent of Chutz Lizmano by any other karma. Or, for that matter, let's say you used the Makshevis Chutz Lizmano at the beginning. Then you did the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, Shalom Lishman. Or, Shishacha, Kiva, Holach, Zar, Akdama, Shalom Lishman. In all of these cases, there's no way you can make things pigal. It's Shalom Karav Amatir Kemitzvato. So this is as far as doing the different part of the karban with this. This is the Mifagel, remember, the act of the pigal. What about changes in the object of the pigul, where you mix a makshava of chutz lizman or chutz lemekoma? How about that? Suppose you had a makshava to eat a kezayit pachut and also to eat a kezayit lemachar. So here, it's not that your aveda was done, mixed one aveda for pigul and one aveda for psul, either for chutz lemekoma or shelo lishma. It's the same aveda. But the object of what was going to be done was two different things. You were going to do an achila chutz lizmanai, and you were going to do an achila chutz lemekayma, with the same shechita. Or First, the kezayit l'machar. Again, and just in case you think it's a matter of which one comes first. Or first l'machar. And then the next kezayit, the abachus. Yes, not two thoughts. Two objects. He didn't change his nothing. There was no change. He had a mind, he's going to eat two things. One of them, he really wants to throw up big time. So he's going to eat one thing, chutz mano, and one thing, chutz makoma. Kezayit said, meat of this carbon tomorrow, and I'm also going to eat it in the wrong place. A different kezayit. Later on, we'll get to the question of how about one kezayit in the wrong space time? No, one whole kezayit tomorrow outside of the correct place. Because that could be is a total year of machshavas, even according to the Rabbi Yehuda, who we'll see argues about these cases that we're going to talk about. But we've left out that case where it's literally a space time issue. In other words, we're keeping throughout space and time separate. And the only thing that makes it space and time is the fact that he had two machshavas, one in space and one in time. We have very clearly left out a single machshava in space time. And that the Gemara is going to get into, why did we do that?
This is assuming, does it make a difference if the meat that he's eating, he's allowed to eat? If it's not a korban that was supposed to go on thing and he decided to eat it instead? You know what I mean?
Of course it makes it, as what we said, it has to be ro'ui.
Ro'ui
doesn't mean ro'ui means that it's kosher meat. It means it was meant for Adam and not for the Mizbeah. It was meant for the Mizbeah. I mean, that's a machlok. Yeah. But we already addressed this mission. We said this part of the mission is definitely going according to that mind. Because it says, dover shidarko level. Not royal achila in terms of edibility, but dark means that that's what it means. Now, so if your intent was to eat a kezayit bachutz, kezayit machar, even a kezayit machar first, and a kezayit bachutz, or for that matter, even a half a zayit, kechatz zayit bachutz, kechatz zayit machar, which lamais we saw before is mitzare. You could be mitzare for chatz zayit. We learned that from the yiyeh. You could be mitzare chatz zayit with a chatz zayit bachutz l'makoma. Still possible korban, but you can't make it pigul. So in all of these cases, it's possible, because it's Tarif, but in Bukharin. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. You guys seem to think it doesn't matter what order you say this. And I say the order has everything to do with it. The klal is this. Kosher machshevet hazman. Wherever time is the first issue, then we look at the problem as having been defined as a time violation. Wherever space is the first issue, then it's a space violation. But once your first makshava has been defined, you can't change anything later. There's no such thing as, we'll wait until you do the whole thing. Your first makshava defines the nature of all of the subsequent avodot. So kosher makshevet hazman kadmala makshevet hamakom. That's pigul. If space comes before time, then it's possible. Vein bokare. Whereas the Chachomim say it makes no difference. Zev is zev. Any mixture of space and time separately is definitely considered to be a mixture. You can't be mechayev karet. It's only possible in any order at all. Now, if, as opposed to the other cases, we have a mixture in terms of which aveda, or mixture in terms of the coordinates of the achila, time coordinates, space coordinates. There we said it's mitzarif. But one thing I'll tell you is not mitzarif. It is not mitzarif if you have a full kezayit, where half of that kezayit belonged on the mizbeah, and your makshava was, okay, I'll be makter a half a zayit, and the other half a zayit belonged in your tummy, and you said, okay, and I'll eat that half a zayit. You cannot be mitzarif the achila to Adam with the akhtar of the mizbeah to say a chatzi zayit. Well, what's the difference? I had a chatzi zayit as a time space violation, that doesn't count. Now, over there, in achila v'hatara mitzarev. So, the makshavot could be mitzarev, the object could be mitzarev, but you cannot be mitzarev achila with hatara. Omar Il, I want to make something very clear, says Ilfa. This Mishnah leaves a couple things up in the air, because it isn't obvious from the Mishnah what the din would be if I do the same Aveda with two Makshavos. He keeps talking about it. Shachat, and then Kibel, Halach, Zarak, whatever. What about if it was all in the same Aveda? I say, the Machloket is only and uniquely where you have Shtei Avodot. So over there, even though you're talking about, but the last thing didn't say anything, it just said kezayit lamachar kezayit bachutz. Maybe that means you just did one avodah. So I know you might think that the seifa is to be separated from the general tone of the Mishnah in the ratio where everything was defined by an act, and you'll think that in the seifa it's just defined by the object of the act. But the act itself could have been even one avodah. So you do a shechita in order to eat a chatzis zayit, or be marked in all of those cases. No, that is not true. The machlokas, where Rabbi Yehuda is arguing over here, is just like the Reisha. It's talking about two avodot. Let's say, for instance, you did the shechita in order to eat a kezayit l'machar, and then you did the kabbalah in order to eat a kezayit b'chut. That's where you have the machloket, where Rabbi Yehuda says, you go according to your first machshava. Tfos l'sham rishon. Why? Because then you were koveya your pigo right up front. Chutz is my, okay, now it's pigo already, but I don't care what you do afterwards. But if the initial machshava was mixed in the same aveda, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's called a mixture. And you cannot be koveya pigo in a mixture. It'll be possible, but it won't be correct. Rabbi Yehuda certainly didn't mean to say there's no such thing as a mixture. He meant to say that if it's possible to distinguish an act which has one machshava, then the first act will be defining what it is, pigo or posel. But if there's no an act that is uniquely one or the other, so that's called iruv machshavot, and then it's mitzarif, but just like the Chachamim hold, I mean, what, we say one is better than the other. Why should we go according to first lashon if I definitely am mixing my ideas? That's how I hold. So in other words, according to Ilfa, the Mishnah is very consistent. There's no change of gears in the middle in which now we start talking about only the object and we're not interested in the seder of the act, the avodah.
It's just if or
it's also
shema or any other.
Also shalom shema. Well, I mean, that's all there is. The only machshavas are shalom makomo or by katas pesach shalom shema. There aren't any other machshavas. Whereas, so that's Ilfa's approach. If it would be avodah achat, even Rabbi Yehuda would be made. It's called the iruv machshavas, and you can't say I was kaveh at the peak, Rishi.
Yeah.
We're here a minute ago.
Yeah.
And now you got, I know what happened. You began to drift because the question was, did the British win, or was it actually rooibos that won? That's the question. Right. And that began a whole series of thoughts in which Richie imagined himself drinking hot tea. And if he's drinking hot tea, he's obviously surrounded by snow. If he's surrounded by snow, then he's clearly skiing. Where shall I go skiing? I can trace every last match I want. I can see it in his eyes. They start to roll. And it's a iruv machshavot. So let's get back down to our data. The last part of the mission is not following the Seder that we started at the beginning. You could be doing one machshava, and even so, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you first were thinking to do the shechita for achila chutzizmana, and the second half it became achila chutzizmekeimai, he would still say Tvos Lashon Rish. Now look, Mishlam Ilfa. Ilfa makes a great deal of sense in terms of the structure of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah begins with separating out each one of the four avodot. So midereish b'shtei avodot. So the Mishnah assumes that you understand that when I talk about a kezayit l'machar, kezayit b'chutz in continuation, kezayit l'machar shchita, and kezayit b'chutz in kabbalah. That's it. So then there's no need to indicate that we've changed gears in the middle of the Mishnah. We didn't. We're still doing the same thing. So seifanami b'shtei. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, you're saying essentially that the Mishnah has entirely moved away from the ratio that was discussing the act and separating out the act, and now we're ignoring the act in a sense and only discussing the object of the act. What it was that you were thinking to do. So, I mean, is that a normal way of constructing a Mishnah? That the Reish is B'shtei Avodot and the Sefer B'Avodah Achat? Says Rav Yochanan, yes, absolutely, I don't understand. Because isn't that the point? We're saying there's one way to get a mixture, which is through the act. So then it would be separate act. There's another way of getting a mixture through the object of the act. So there's separate objects of the act. But why do they have to be separate acts in the objects of the act? So if I have a shechita to eat a Zayit B'chut, and in that same shechita to eat a Zayit L'machar. No, something's wrong with that. We would have two completely different foci here. So Reish, B'shtei Avodot, Sefer Beva Vadachat, B'shtei Avodot, that doesn't concern me in the least. Now, let's see the consistency here of Ilfa overall in the Mishnah. Because look, the Mishnah continues on. Let's take a look at the Zaklal of Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Tonight, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Zaklal, Im Makshefet Azman Kadmal Makshefet HaMakom Pigul, Now look, when you say Zaklal, you always mean to add something, right? I mean, you're not repeating what you said a minute ago. You're trying to turn it into a klal. If you're turning it into a klal, what you're saying is that, look, I don't care about what you've been thinking until now, that the thing that separates things is separate avodot. That was in the first part of the Mishnah, where we're talking about the idea of the mixture of avodot. Over here, we're talking about a mixture of objects. Zeaklal. I don't care whether it was a one avodah or not one avodah. It's a bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan. He's adding something with the zeaklal. However, it was that there were two separate makshavot, even if they were in the same avodah. Zeaklal. Whatever comes first is definitive. But according to Ilfa, oh, you're just repeating yourself. You don't add a darn thing, because according to Ilfa, the zeaklal does not add a case where you did one avodah with two separate makshavot of the object. So zeaklal, according to Ilfa, my zeaklal. Kasha, okay, you're right. That is definitely a problem, according to you. Okay, now, it happens to be that this topic in our Mishnah in Zvachan seems very much to parallel a famous issue of Tfos Lashon Rishon. Sounds like Tfos Lashon Rishon. In the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi in Temura, which we've discussed many times, where a guy tries to make a Temura of two separate korban. So we always have an issue, which one comes first? So he's standing here with an animal of Chulin, and he has a korban in front of him that's korban Oila, and a korban in front of him that's a korban Shlomim. Remember that a Temura has to have an actual source for which to bring the Kedushah from. It's not stamma theoretical. Okay. And now he says something ambiguous. He says, Harezu Temurat Olah Temurat Shlomim. He says two separate contradictory things. They can't be both Temurat Olah Temurat Shlomim. Those have totally different avodot. So what's the din? Says Rabbi Meir, well, the moment he said Harezu Temurat Olah Temurat Shlomim, you can't now make it Temurat Shlomim.
So one animal
of him? No, he's got three animals in front of him. One is Chulin, which is trying to make the Temura. And there's two sources of Temura in front of Kedushah for the Temura. Two Korbanas, an Ayla and a Shlomim. Says Rabbi Meir, it became a Temura Asayla. You can't change a Kedushah after it becomes a Temura Asayla. Says Rabbi Yossi, look, I mean, most people that I know only have one mouth. You know, if this is what you intended to do in the first place, how are you supposed to say Ayla and Shlomi at the same time with one mouth? I mean, so if this is the intent, even the Kach Nitkaven Techila, if your intent was to say two separate things, so then how can you say two things at once? So Hoil, the EF Shalotzi Shtei Shebot Kacha, Dvarev Kayami. So then, that is exactly what happens. Now, Lemaisa, the sugya over there, and elsewhere is Masvir, the elements of the Tochkitei Dibur issues that are very important here. We won't go into the details. Recall that there's a machlokas where the Tochkitei Dibur is Shalom Alecha or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Vemori. Lemaisa includes those questions. But for us, what's important over here is Lechora. There's a question over here of Tvas Vashon Rishon. So, Im Mishamah, Hareza Tumrat Olah. After you said the words, this is a Temurat Olah. Then he's Nimla. Then he says, actually, Temurat Shlomim. Okay, so then you can't be Nimla. Then I agree with you that it becomes an Oila. Here's where you'll get into. What about if he says it, but Tochkitei Dibur? The question whether by Kochim is Tochkitei Dibur and so on. And what is Tochkitei Dibur? But that's not what's important to us. What's important to us is that Rabbi Meir is saying over here that Christ saw Shemeshah, no matter what. Iboila. So now we ask, oh yeah, it gets both Kedushas, and you sell it, and you use the money, half of it for purchasing a kosher oil, and half for purchasing a kosher shlamim. There's no way to be makriv an oshlamim, so memela, you use it for, okay, iboilo. How about, I mean, the case in the Mishnah said, Tumurat Ola, Tumurat Shlamim. Now that definitely sounds like two separate issues, or a complete change in intent. But how about if you say, Tumurat Ola Ushlamim? Right? So then, it seems to be that initially you were saying a series. Would Rabbi Meir hold even there? It's considered to be two separate statements.
Is it and or?
And. Well, Vav means and, normally. How about if he says, Beferish, Lachatsa, Arezu, Tumura, to split between an oil and a Shlomim. Now, there's no question that it couldn't have been that the issue over there is. Now, obviously, this is an imtim tzolom in this case, right? In other words, if you're going to tell me that the idea is that even though you said and, once you mentioned it should be a Shlomim, or an Ayla, whatever you said first, and it's already Pashta Kedusha B'Kula, we'll have that concept in many places, the Kedusha, once it's Chal, takes over. Okay, but what about in a case where you didn't even allow that in it? It's like you made a condition. I'm making this a korban that is half for an Ayla and half for a Shlomim. If not, I don't want it at all. You're saying half up front. So what would be the din over there? Could be if you say Beferish Lachatzot. So one can't be Chal without the other one. So over there, maybe Enoch Yami, there's no way to say this one was Chal and takes over. Maybe Rabbi Meir would agree in that case. Says it by for sure. The last, I don't know about the middle case, but for sure, that last case? Oh, Vale, Mother Rabbi Meir. There's no way that he would say Tvos Lashon Rishon. How could he say Tvos Lashon Rishon if you're basically making condition? Rova Amar, I disagree. I'd say that Rabbi Meir would have said, even in that Adayini Machloket, and Rabbi Meir would have said that it considered to be a Tvos Lashon Rishon. And I'll prove it to you. Because consider the fact that the machlokas in Masechet Zvachim is exactly this machlokas, no? Rabbi Yehuda says, whatever comes first, that's what he finds. And that seems to be the same thing that Rabbi Meir said over there. So let's take a look at the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and from there we can learn what Rabbi Meir would have held in an equivalent case. That happens to be in Zvachim. Aha! That's exactly what the case is, right? Because what's the case over here? Omar Rabbi Labayla, according to you, you say Rabbi Meir would vadai be meida. In such a case, how do you understand the Mishnah in Zvachim? How are we? Where you're doing a shechita, okay? And you do the shechita, which is now half of this and half of that. Dulechi lechatzot dami uplege. Over there, basically, it's a half and a half. And you, and what are you going to say? I mean, remember, when you're making a tmura, you're making a tmura on the animal. But when you're doing a mice of shechita, to eat chutzis mama, and to eat another kizayat chutzil mekoma, there's lots of kizayim. Right? So over there, there's no concept of poshta. All right. But it's very clear that the intent over there was one piece for this, one piece for that, all at the same time that I'm doing the act of shechita. Okay? And nonetheless, what happens over there? That they argue. That's the case. So that case is the lechila chatzot. I mean, says Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care. Since Rabbi Meir over here in Tmura is essentially Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Zvachim, so then he should say Tvos Loshen Rishon in a case where there were two intents, very clear two intents. Chetzi this, chetzi that. That's what you're doing when you do a Shita for a Kazayas Pachutz and a Kazayas Chutz Mekoma. It's exactly that case. And says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's not Yerub Makshavayis. Tvos Loshen Rishon. It's not in the same way. Rabbi Meir made it. It's a very naive statement. And yet they argue. You think they're pleading, not so fast. Because you are making now an equivalent of an act of shechita to an act of tmura. There is one act, you say. That's not true. Shechita is not one act. Shechita is a series of acts, each one of which can have a separate makshava attached to it. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, you're saying tmura sa'ila, tmura shalom. Because you're assuming that ain't a l'shchita l'basom. Now, this is a major machlokas. What defines the moment of shchita? The moment where you actually got to the rove of the tusimani, which is now matir the animal? Or is the entire act an act of shchita? This has vast implications, as we'll see, both for chulin and for kut.
When he starts to tell
it? Right. Until he finishes. So you're assuming ain't a l'shchita l'basom, therefore there's an instant of shchita. So you're saying that instant of shchita is nonetheless defined in two ways, and it's not called the Iruv Machshavot. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what you're saying. I say that that's not true. Yesh l'shchita mitzchila v'atzov. And the Mishnah, for all intents and purposes, let's say you would analyze it like this. The first simon of the shchita is to eat chutz l'zmanah. The second simon of the shchita is to eat another kezayas chutz l'mekayman. So you're making that the equivalent of making a tamura for shlamim na'ilam. Please. So Mishnah saying the Omar siman rishon chutz l'zmanah, siman sheni chutz l'mekomo. Don't give me this. Okay, says Rav, very smart, all right? We have exactly the same case by Kmit. The same Mishnah. Komat, exactly the same thing. Every Mishnah, Zvachim has its equivalent Mishnah in Menach. Okay, so Kmit, huh? Nobody says, Yeshua Kmit, Mitchila Batei. Okay? Kmit, you're either Kmit, you're not Kmit. That's it. So now, if you say Kmit, yeah, you agree that Kmit is the Dechila Chatzos, right? You can get out of Shkita. I'd like to get out of Kmit. So over there, it's certainly the equivalent of Lachatzos, and exactly the same Machlokas that we find between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan here by Zvachim, we find over there by Menachem. So don't try to tell me it's because it's two separate Machshava. It's one Machshava, one Aveda, and nonetheless, we don't say Yerub Machshava Saliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Why should we say Yerub Machshava Saliba the Rabbi Meir? That's what I tell. It's exactly the same mission. Did the Kmitza with the Machshava Lachok Gezayit L'Machar, Gezayit L'Chutz, says Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends which one comes first. Now, says Abaye, you misunderstand. Kmitza doesn't mean the act of Kmitza. It means Haktarat, the comets of the Mincha. There's two Haktaras, whatever you do Kmitza. So you have the Kmitza, you have to bring the Kmitza, but you have to bring the Lavona separately. And then they're not allowed to be mixed, as we'll see. So over there, you have a Machshav of the Kemetz HaMincha, Chutzazmana, and then you're going to be Maktir, a curate, not Kemetz, a curate, Lavona. The curate Lavona is Chutzazmana. Oh man, you know, you're doing me in, says Rafa. You know what? Let's talk about a Minchas Chayte. Okay? I'd like to see you deal with the Minchas Chayte. The Mishnah doesn't make any difference from Minchas Chayte, other Menachas. So how about if we zero in on a Minchas Chayte, which doesn't even have a karet levaina. Now what? Zamin chaschayte. What are you going to say over there? This is exactly the same thing. Galeka levona made upligi. I'm going to stonewall you, says Abaya. I'm going to tell you they don't argue. Who says they argue? You're saying, well, it only says mincha. They say, what kind of mincha? I mean, you're supposed to be intelligent enough to figure out it's got to be a mincha. That's two separate amenities, that's all. So what's the problem? So I say they don't argue. Won't blink it. Go do me in. Omer Ravashi. Let me tell you something. If they do argue, Intim Zalamar Plige, there's still a way out of it. Because they could be Plige Bipsiot. Maybe they're talking about the Holacha Aminka, the Kmitza. Holacha of the Kmitza. Each act of moving your foot, one Psi'a, is another Holacha, basically. Over there, certainly, Yeshna Holacha Mitkilavatsov, every element of the Holacha. So over there, maybe that's what it's talking about. You do the first step with the Makshevis Chutzes Manoi, the second step with the Makshevis Chutzes Mekamei. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you're twice Hashemish, what's so terrible about that? So he didn't have to get all hung up about it on this, you know. It could be they would argue even in Mitzvah Chaytay. So anyway, that's not the issue. Now, so Reb Shimi Bar Ashi, he would give over the whole sugya, and he learned in a Braita. He explained it, that like Abaya and that Rabbi Meir, of course, would be Meida, if you would have said, Chetzi Eila, Chetzi Shlami. That for sure Rabbi Meir would be Meida. You don't say Tvos Moshe Rishon on such a day. Whereas Rav Huna Bar Natan, he would say, oh, maybe a little brain massage would help. Listen, Richie, when you keel over, could you just keel over in that direction? We ought to have a little one of those strings they use. They fell the trees. It's a valiant attempt, Richie. Valiant attempt. Aye, if we only had our man in the base of Migdash who set clothes on fire when you fall asleep. Speaking of which, where is our pickle juice? You thought I wasn't going to be here this morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to make a little pickle juice visit. Anyway, so Rav Chibi Barashi, he learned like Abaye. Rav Huna Bar Natan, he learned like Rav. That Rabbi Meir would have argued across the board. So Giyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi now arrived, so he said, listen, I was taught, you know, I took my year in Eretzro and so on. I was that Omer, Rabbi Meir, Bishitat Rabbi Yehuda Amra. The Amra Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Meir was clearly following over here the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's all a matter of Tfos Lashon Rishon. The Tzan Amra Rabbi Yehuda Zak Lal. Im Makshevet Azman Kadma et Makshevet Amakom Gul. Vechayavina Lof Karet. And that was the meaning of the Zak Lal. It's all basically Lachatzot. How do you like that? We had just determined who was going to come with me with pickle juice. We figured you assumed that I was out of town and could get away with murder. And look at this. I am really impressed. I mean, only a half a jar of pickle juice now, since she made it in halfway into the year. Omale Abaye said as Abaye to him, you know, I think you're making a terrible mistake over here. Because in this course, Abaya had his own approach to the sugya over here, not like Roth. So I think you make a terrible mistake. Because Rabba Bar Barchana came along and he explained an amazing thing. He said, in Rabbi Yochanan's name, he said, you know, when you hold Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi up against each other in the light, and now you compare the two shitot, they're not really arguing. Low pligi. Why are we talking about they're not arguing? The whole Mishnah is that they're arguing. What's supposed to mean? Low pligi? Well, Miflat pligi, that's the Mishnah. In whether saying Tumurat Olav Eshlamim, we say Tvosar Sharishal, or we say Ho V'yev Shalotz Yishnei Dvarim Ke'echot, I understand. How can you say they don't argue? No. Don't be stupid. What I mean is they argue what they argue, but they don't argue what they don't argue. That's all I'm saying. Don't expand the machloket beyond what it's saying. You're turning this into a deep and profound conceptual issue. Do we say Tvos Lashon Rishon, or don't we say Tvos Lashon Rishon? There ain't no such argument. In fact, the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with Tvos Lashon Rishon. And this assumption that we can actually line up the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah with the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the other Mishnah, in Temura, and now we can learn one from the other, which is the big subject of discussion around here, is a mistake from the beginning. It's a mistake. I'm just saying, Plegei B'mayda Plegei, below pligi, but by the lo pligi. Because Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, look, hakol modim. Everybody would be made that if you said befer, tacholzo, ve'achakach tacholzo. So you said, first it should be a tumuras eila, and then it should be a tumuras shlama. Obviously it's ridiculous. Then of course, lo chayla, once one kedusha is chal, you can't undo it. Suppose you make a condition. It shall not be a tumurat olah unless it's also a tumurat shlamim. Okay? So then, obviously, if you said, lo tachozela im kein chalazu, then obviously, it's going to be a mixed kedusha. So, divrei hakol chayla, that's not a question, because that was what your kavana was. Therefore, let it get a mum, sell it, and use half of it for an eila, half of it for a shlomim. That's for sure. The machlokus is a machlokus about intent. It's a very logistical machlokus. It's a local machlokus. It's not a conceptual machlokus about whether tvos lashon rishon. And here's what that machlokus in Tumura is all about. The machlokus was if you said tumurat ola, tumurat shlomim. Forget about the vav, okay? Tumurat ola, tumurat shlomim. Now, what does that mean? Says Rebbe Meir, look, I mean, if a guy had in mind two things, do you ever hear people talk without an and? No, there's no and. It's tumurat ola, tumurat shlomim. What does that sound like? Sounds like he changed his mind. It's tumurat ola, tumurat shlomim. Because if his intent initially was a series, then you always put in a word that indicates the series. Or, and, what, over here, whoever is saying two things that are contradictory, and not putting in an indicative word to say whether it's and or. So therefore, since there is absolutely no conjunctive, it must mean he's changing his mind. So, midahavi le'lamemar tumurat ola ushlami. All of a sudden, not only does he live out the vav, he sticks in tumurah as if he's starting over again. So he says, tumurat ola, tumurat shlamim. Obviously, he changed his mind. So shmami namahadir kaharabe. Rabbi Yossi says, no, actually, this guy is very smart. And he's just thinking ahead of us. So what he has in mind is, he says to himself, if I'm going to say tumurat ola ushlamim, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say that I had in mind it should be half for an ola and half for a shlamim. And then I'm going to have to wait till I get some mum, and I'm going to sell it, and they're going to bill me probably for the rest. That's not what I want. So then, havamina paga tumurat ola, paga tumurat shlamim. I'm very smart. I'm going to keep it open so that it's both a tumurat ola and a tumurat shlamim, and I want it broad in such a way that it will be open-ended. And that's what it is that it should be.
With above?
What's that?
So that's with above?
No, that's why I don't say above, because I know what people are going to do with my above. They're going to make it a combination. I don't want it to be a combination. So if I say Turat Ola, Turat Shlamim, then he figures that I can bring a carbon like that. I can bring a carbon that's a Ola and a Shlamim. So that's why I say it this way. Could be it's open-ended. Could be that it's all both. You want to be Yotze, both, sort of Chumrit. He'll eat it like it'll be eaten on the Mizbeach. It should have, should be Meratz, HaKadosh Baruch, like a Shlamim, whatever his intent is. That's a different question. It doesn't really matter because he can't do such thing. But that's why I say, says Rabbi Yossi, the guy wanted to have both. And therefore, there's no choice but to sell it. I don't care what he was thinking. He thought he could leave his options open or whatever. He thought it was stupid. And basically, the only thing to do is to sell it. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, if you change your mind, once it became an Ayla, it became an Ayla. You can't turn it into a Shlam, you can change your mind. So that's the point. And therefore, I don't know what you're so stubborn to insist that there's a connection between the Mishnah over there in Tumura and the Mishnah over here. And therefore, you're learning that it would be even in such a case that it would be considered to be a separate statement that we go bust or post social media. And here, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana explained that there wasn't even anything in common between the two of them. Really? What? He says low pleading, and I say they are pleading. Now, what do you want? Let's see. Bring me a riot from a friend. I don't agree with him. What kind of riot is that? Prove it to me. Don't tell it to me. So, who am I pleading? Fine. He claims they don't argue. I claim they do argue, okay? What about Ula? So Ula comes in, and he says, you know, things are pretty rough here in Bavel. There's not too many smart people, but Efshar Yadim Chavrayim Bavelah. Do you guys know how to read this Mishnah? Because I'm not sure whether it's supposed to be read Kizayit and Kizayit without a Vav, or so then according to that, we would say Kizayit Bachutz, Kizayit Lamachar. Zayit lamacha, kazayit lachut. So then we're saying over there, those are two separate machshavot, and even in one avodah, it would be tos loshen rishon. But suppose he said beferit, kazayit u kazayit. So over there, he did have in mind, I want it to be mu'urav. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that is considered to be a machshava that is mu'urevet. And that's exactly would be the question. I have in mind two separate things. Or would he say tos loshen rishon even there? Because obviously it depends how you read the Mishnah. It's easy to corrupt the Mishnah. Leave out above. Maybe some people said it over with thinking about the Mishnah in Torah, just to keep things parallel. What is really the correct lashon of the Mishnah? So do we say that kizayit not, or kizayit u kizayit not? And let me explain the difference. If we would say kizayit without a vav, so then maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would be made, that if you said kizayit u kizayit, then you wouldn't say tvos lashon rishon, because clearly he had in mind two different things. That's what and means. And then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we don't say tvos lashon rishon, we would simply say tvitar if it's possible, but in bokare. Odilma, the Mishnah itself was saying even kizayit u kizayit, and even kizayit u kizayit, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is nonetheless prata have. We look at each one separately, and it would still be tvos lashon rishon kol shekein kizayit, where you're not trying to say two things at once. For sure, that would be two separate machshavas, and we would say tvos lashon rishon. So they said to him, "Look, it's actually a bright of a story. The story was, and here's I'm so happy having just visited these people in Beisharim and Tzipori yesterday. Not even 24 hours. I can actually see them talking. So Levi comes over to Rebbe. So Levi comes over to Rebbe, and he says to him, explain to me, what would be the difference if Chishev l'achol kizayit l'machar bachutz? Now here is what we never talk about. See, this is the first time we've talked about a space-time violation. We always had separate space and separate time. So then we get into the question of, can one ruin the other? But suppose you're violating space-time simultaneous. I'm going to eat a kizayit both in the wrong time and the wrong place. Is that considered to be the same machloket, or is that, in fact, definitely an iru? So would it be lechok kizayit lemachar bachutz? Mahu, what would be the din, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case? That's what I would even say there. Tos lashon rishon? Or is he even willing to say that whatever he said first goes? Rebbe said, now there, my boy. Zu sheila, that is a good question. And your answer is, iruv machshavot ha. There, even Rebbe Yehuda would agree. Now, Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe, who was always fighting with Levi for his father's affection, there's been lots of stories where they were arguing about, and Levi walked out because he remembered the story. Which one are we going to learn? We're going to tell him, or we're going to tell him. Okay. Anyway, so he says to Rebbe, he says, what do you mean that's a good question? It's a lousy question. It's a stupid question. What did you tell him was a good question? It's the Beferish Mishnah. Man, you wrote the Mishnah. Lav Mishnah Tenohi. That's what it said in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Lecho kezayit bachutz, kezayit lemachar. Now lift out that vav. Kezayit bachutz, or lemachar kezayit bachutz. Kachatzi zayit bachutz, kachatzi zayit lemachar. Kachatzi zayit lemachar, kachatzi zayit bachutz. Pasul vein bokare. You know, why did you leave out that vav? You left out that vav because if there had been a vav, then even Rabbi Yehuda would have been made in a tzir of machshavot. So, he's asking about this case? You gotta be stupid to ask about this case if even in a case where all you did was use a vav to connect space and time, kol shekein, if you literally violate space and time at the same time. I mean, simultaneously, it's not used every time. So what about Ben? What is all of this business? Encouraging juvenile delinquency is what you're doing. Oh, my lay. So Rebbe said to Rebbe Shimon, now listen here. Who sha'al be dvar chokhma? I'm telling you, he knew exactly what he was asking, and you have no idea how beautifully he asked that question. Now, you say it's our Mishnah, and I'll tell you that you're also right. And I'll explain to you why you're both right. You see, I taught you this Mishnah a different way than I taught it to him. And therefore, he had a problem. You don't have the problem. So, l'didach, to you, when I taught you the Mishnah, I taught it to you, dat nitach tarte, lo kashalacha. I taught it to you as two separate things, right? So then to you, it's all very clear. So, the thing was, so lo kashalacha, you didn't even have this question, because even kazayit u'kazayit would be enough. But to him, you see, I didn't teach it that way. To him, l'didei, the law atnita elachada, I taught it to him differently. I taught it to him not, I only taught to him one. Now we're going to see what that one is, okay? And that is the question, which one was taught which? Right now, this is all up in the air. We're going to have to analyze what it was that was really said in the mission. So according to you, I taught both. Now, but partially what that means is I taught both. I taught both kezayit kezayit and kezayit u'kezayit. Okay, so but to him I didn't. Now, he hears the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMedrash saying it like you. He hears the Rabbanan saying it, the Kakar say Tarte. So he's thinking to himself, Didi Dafka? But the way that I was taught, Kezayit Kezayit, that would mean, and not Kezayit u'Kezayit, and therefore Didhu is Iru Makshavot Avi. And they got it wrong. Had it been Kezayit u'Kezayit, then it really would have been an Iru Makshavot, and that's why I was taught only one case, Kezayit Kezayit, Odilma. Or he's thinking, you know what, maybe they got it right, and I got it wrong. So Didhu Didhu Dafka, and maybe Rebbe didn't finish teaching me the whole series in the mission. And then they are right, and what I was taught, there's still something left over. So in other words, Kezayit, Kezayit, and what would be the din of Kezayit, u'Kezayit? I don't know. And, well, if I don't even know what the din is about, if there would have been a Vav, what would have been the din of the next case after the Vav, which is time space together? Kezayit b'chutz l'chutz l'zmana, and b'kron. So then I could think to myself, look, if Rebbe left out a case, he might have left out two cases, because obviously some people were taught that there were two cases, Kezayit, Kezayit, and Kezayit, u'Kezayit. So, umidashirli ledidi, maybe if he left out the case of Kezayit u'Kezayit, maybe he left out specifically the case of chutz l'zmano u'mekom to them. Because, I mean, he's clearly not giving us all the information. If the point of the mission was to give us all of the information, then by leaving out one piece, okay, then he's telling you what the din would be. Now, to you, my dear son, there was only one piece missing, and therefore it was obvious to you that if I left out this piece, it's because I wasn't willing to extend the mission that far. But to him, he sees that even the vid is missing. So he's thinking to himself, gosh, now I don't know what to do. So therefore, he asks me, what would be in the far-fetched case? Huh? There's something wrong about that. Because if he didn't even know what the din would have been if he had used the vav, why did he ask him the far-fetched case? He could have asked about the vav directly, because they were quoting the vav. There's three cases. Kezayit, 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 u'Kezayit, Kezayit, b'chutz, u'lamachar. So for some reason, you're saying Levi was very smart. He asked him all the way to the extreme. I mean, and why was he smart? Because he saw that the middle case was missing. If he saw the middle case was missing, then that's the case that he should have asked. But no, not really, because that's only in one direction. What about in the other direction? We're going to get to all of them. Okay, now, but right now, Rebbe is not clear about what he's saying. He's saying, one, two, what the heck are you talking about? What did he mean? What? Hi, it's now. So which case did he teach him then? I mean, Ilei mekezayit u'kezayit idnaya. If he went all the way to the case of kezayit u'kezayit, and he would say, even in a case kezayit u'kezayit, Rebbe Yehuda holds, these are separate things, so he didn't leave anything else out. That's the maximum he was ready to go. That's the maximum you can say without changing the case to time space, right? And he said the maximum, so that means that's as far as I'm ready to go. Okay, so then, if that's the case, he didn't leave anything out, then he should have figured that in the only additional case, which is kezayit l'machar and b'chutz, if they were arguing there too, that's the case he would have told me. Since he didn't tell me that case, and he was satisfied leaving the Mishnah to be constructed in a way in which we need to deal with a kezayit and a kezayit, 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 and he never brought it to where he needed to bring it, it's because he couldn't bring it to where he needed to bring it, because in fact, Rebbe Yehuda never would have disagreed in that case. But if he never bothered saying what the halacha was about kezayit u'kezayit, and that was the case that he taught. Now the question is, see, leave a kezayit u'kezayit, so then he didn't leave anything out. Must be therefore kezayit kezayit, but that's all that Levi heard. And Levi heard kezayit kezayit, and then he sees the Chachamim are saying kezayit u'kezayit. He's saying, okay, so then that means that the Mishnah existed in a shiur format. Remember, there's a format of a Mishnah in which you leave out things. You say, mid'ahai shiur, shiur nami hai. You leave out things in order for the Talmidim to be able to work out how far to extend the concept of the Mishnah. So I'm not sure whether the way I got it was right or the way they got it was right. Now I'm asking, says the Gemara, well, then why didn't he ask the first case beyond what he was taught? If he was only taught Kazayat Kazayat, so he should have asked Rebbe, what would be the din of a Kazayat Ukazayat? Because he wasn't sure if they were right. Well, that's because he figured like David. Sabar, let me ask him one question. I can figure out from that question what the din would be in the other question. I'll ask him the lesser din. So, because suppose I ask him, Kezayit Ukezayit, and he'll say, no, they still argue. So then, if he'll tell me that they don't argue, and that even Rabbi Yudas Meida, that's all one thing, and that's definitely Yerubakas, and for sure the other case. But suppose, you know, I'm really called a Koshkin Kezayit Lamacha Bechutz, but suppose he tells me, no, in that case they still argue. Then I'm not going to know what the din is about the ultimate case, which is a time-space violation. So then, I amali prata, I still won't know the din about because I have a machar b'chutz. And that's coming by, I'll be stuck. Well, what's that supposed to mean? And now, you also are not going to know in the other direction. Suppose he answers you, if he answers you, okay, Kizayat Machar Bachutz, even there they argue, so obviously they're going to argue Kizayat Ukizayat. But suppose he answers you that the din is, Iomalai Kalola, that they're not, Rabbi Yehuda's right in that case. You're still not going to know. But what would Rabbi Yehuda have held about the case of Kizayat Ukizayat? You're still not going to know. So anyway, you're going to have to ask it in order, so just bite the bullet and ask both. And you're saying that's smart? What was smart about it? So then you're still going to be stuck. Yomalei kolala kati kizayit kizayit mi boile. Ah, says Levi. Because then he'll get mad at me. And I can tell if he says, what, idiot? Of course. So if he says idiot, of course, then I know that he's saying, so if a kizayit u kizayit is iruf, koshke nisit. But if he just says to me, oh, that's a good question, which is what he did say, then I'll know that the kizayit u kizayit indeed was still considered to be prata. Only this case is klala. So why should I drive him crazy by asking a question that's unnecessary when I can learn from the tone what the din would have been in the case of Kizayat to Kizayat? Now I'm telling you, says Rebbe to his son, that's very smart. You don't waste words and you ask specifically what needs to be asked. So Omar, in Cain, Mirtach Ratach, I'll get angry at me. And he'll say it with a lashon of, what are you, stupid? If the din is kizayat ukizayat is a klal. So kizayat lamachar, kizayat pachutz, you're asking me. And therefore, he now asked the Dvar Chokmah. See, he says to Rabbi Shimon. The only reason to you wasn't the Dvar Chokmah is because to you, I had already explained that the case in the Mishnah was kizayat ukizayat. So you said, well, listen, Dad, if you say kizayat ukizayat, obviously, the case of where it's both time and space, that you're not ready to take it that far. You're right, but that's because you learned it that way. He never got to that point. He only heard up till the point where we talked about Kizayat Kizayat. Now he was really in a pickle. What was he going to do? And he figured out the smartest way out of the pickle.
Well, and the answer was otherwise. He would have had to say, what are you crazy, even though he understood the genius of the question.
What's even more beautiful is that Levi could trust him to have all of that in mind. That's a great relationship.
Was otherwise, he would have had to say, what are you crazy, even though he understood the genius of the question.
What's even more beautiful is that Levi could trust him to have all of that in mind. That's a great relationship. Or when it comes to Pesach and Achat, Shachat Shlo Lishman, or Kibel Valak Vizarak Chutzizman, or Shachat Chutzizman, or Kibel Valak Vizarak Shlo Lishman, or for that matter, Shachat Kibel Valak Vizarak, everything Shlo Lishman, it's obviously Lo Karava Matir Kmitzvato. Leachol Kazayit Pachutz, Kazayit Lemachar, Kazayit Lemachar, Kazayit Pachutz, Kazayit, kachatzi zayit b'chutz, kachatzi zayit l'machar, kachatzi zayit l'machar, kachatzi zayit b'chutz, pasul vein mokarek. Om revira zekla, kol shemachshevet hazman, kadman l'machshevet hamakom, pigul v'chayavan lafkarek. V'im machshevet hamakom, kadman l'machshevet hazman, Pasul v'ein bo karet. V'chalmim omrim, ze v'ze pasul v'ein bo karet. L'chol kachatzi zayit, or like dear, kachatzi zayit kasher. She'ein achila v'aktorah mitztarfim. Omar, il for the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan is only b'shtei avodot, even the sefer. Abo v'avodah achat ivri akol, iruv makshavot avi. Rabbi Yochanan omer, nah, af v'avodah achat machloket. So mishleim elo il for the nimish is consistent. Mireish b'shtei avodot, sefer nami b'shtei avodot. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it right to say that reish b'shtei avodot v'sefer b'avodah achat? Absolutely right. In reish b'shtei avodot, sefer b'in b'avodah achat, b'in b'shtei avodot. Tonight. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Zehakla. Im Makshevet Azman Kadmala Makshevet Amakom Pigul V'chayav Alav Karei. So Bishlam Mirabi Yochel and Aine Diktani Zehakla. Le'ilfa, you're not adding anything. By Zehakla, Kash. Tzan Hatam. Areza Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim. Areza Tumurat Ola Divi Rabbi Meir. Omar Rabbi Yossi, it depends. Im Lekach Netkavim Tchila. Ho'il V'iev Shalot Zishtet Kemot Ke'achat V'rav Kayamim. Im Misha Amar Areza Tumurat Ola Nimlach V'amar. Areza Tumurat Shlamim. And I agree. Areza Ola. Iboilo, how about if he says Areza Tumurat Ola Ushlamim Mao? How about if he even says Lachatzot Mao? Omer Abai, well, now last case, Bahavarei Mother Rabbi Meir. Rava says, no, not true. Even that case, Adaini Machlok. Matter of fact, I'll show you. Omer Rava Abai, according to you, Yomart Bahavarei Mother Rabbi Meir, what do you do about the Mishnah's Vachim? Haresh Chita, which is the full equivalent of Lachatzot Dam Yupligi. Oh, well, that's because you think. It happens to be. And therefore, the Mishnah is talking about where each part of the Shechita was a completely separate Makshava. The Simon Rishon is Chutzizmano. The Simon Sheni is Chutzimakomo. Very smart. What about Kmitza? Kmitza is the Chatzot Dami. Same Machloket. No, it's talking about you have a Kmitza, you have the Akhtar of Sekhimitza, the Mincha, Chutzizmano, and a Kurt Levina Chutzimakomo. Yeah? And what about a Kametz Minchas Chayte? Well, there is a Levana. And they argue. Yeah? They don't argue. Om Ravashi. Im Timtzalaba Pligi, it'd still be way out of this, because they could be Pligi Vipsiot of the Holakata Kmitza. Ripsimi Barashi was Masikid Abai. Ravuna Bar Natan was Matikid Rav. So when Ravdimi, Om Ravi Meir, Beshitat Rabbi Yehuda Omra, and Omer Tvez Hashon Rishon, the Tan Omer Abdi, the Zach, I'm a Shem is Man Kadma, Shem the Makom Pigul. Because even I love a Karet, it's a Bayah, that's not true. Because Rabba Barbara Hanan Rabbi Yochanan says, if you hold them up to each other, you'll see that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi basically agree. Lo Pligi. What do you mean, Lo Pligi? What are you talking about? Miflik Pligi. I'm like, yeah, Pligi, but might have Pligi, but Lo Pligi, might Lo Pligi. Don't Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. Hakomu deim echadam atachuzo, v'achakach tachuzo. So divreko lo chayle. Lo tachuzo, ela im kein chalazo. Divreko chayle. The only question over here is, what was the man's intent? Ki pligi di omar, tumurat ola, tumurat shalom. So Rabbi Meir says, look, I mean, if a guy meant it as a series, he would have said, tumurat ola vishlamim. Instead he says, tumurat ola, tumurat shalom. I mean, obviously, if you read the guy's mind, it's clear that he veered from his original intent. So, Mahadakah Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi, nah, he's a very smart guy. He figures, then they're going to say, I need Palgat Tumura Sela, or Palgat Tumura Shlamim. I don't want that. Because they're not going to be able to be Makrabit. I say, Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim, so that it could be Kula Ayla Vakula Shlamim at once, which of course is not possible. But that was his intent, and therefore it's an Eruv. Omar Lay, well, really, that is a very good question. Who Amar Lo Pligi? Well, I happen to disagree. Ha! I don't mean a Pligi. Omar Ulavi, Temer of Oshaya. If Shariyadin Kharman Bavlo, whether the Mishnah is specific when it says Kizayat Kizayat, or did the Mishnah mean Kizayat U Kizayat? If it said Kizayat Kizayat, then Kizayat U Kizayat, maybe even Rabbiuda's made a Divrekal Iru Makshavasabe. Or if the Mishnah teaches Kizayat u'Kizayat Znan, that even there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Prata. So Koshkin Kizayat Kizayat. Well, I'll tell you how we can know that from the famous story. Tashmad Boimine Levi Mirebi. Chi Shev Lachol Kizayat Lamachar Kizayat Bechutz Mao. Rabbi said, oh, that's a great question. Zu Sheila, your answer is Iruv Machshavas Havi. Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, Dad, that's a good question. It's a junk question. Love Mishnah. Tainu Mizeh. Merchol kezayit b'chutz, kezayit l'machar, kezayit l'machar, kezayit b'chutz, kechatzi zayit b'chutz, kezayit kechatzi zayit l'machar, kechatzi zayit l'machar, kechatzi zayit b'chutz, pasul v'ein bo karei. Any beyond that would be iru machshavot. Omar lei, listen. Hu sha'al b'dvar chokmah. And you're coming along, you're saying Mishnah Tainu. And I'll tell you, lididach dat nitcha tart. I taught you what the din would be, but kezayit u'kezayit. So therefore, lo kash lecha. But Lididei, I never got that far with him. Dilatnai elochada, and v'shamino l'rabbanan dekagarsi tarte. So he's thinking to himself, "Gosh, now I don't know what didi davka v'didu is. It would have been a case of yirum machshavas with kezayit ukezayit. Oh, Dilma, maybe didu davka, and Lididei shiur shayer. Like maybe Rebbe didn't teach me what the din would be with kezayit ukezayit, and midashayerli Lididei." Maybe they were also wrong, and he was Mashiach also to them in the absolute case of year of both. Ashir l'dinami l'didu b'ach, and therefore I have to ask now, which one did he teach him, Rebbe? Hayitnayu. I mean, ilemik kezayit ukezayit itnayu. So then there's nothing left. What do you mean he was Mashiach? He wasn't Mashiach. Clearly, kezayit kezayit he taught him. He didn't teach him. What the din would be about kezayit to kezayit, okay? But then, if he didn't know, he should have asked first about that case. Why didn't he ask what the din is kezayit or kezayit? Oh, because he figured, so far. Let me ask him one case, and then I'll know both answers. So, I'll ask him, Iboy Mene Choda, the Shamana Tarte. Because, the Ibeina kezayit or kezayit, so Onecha, I Amali Klola, then I'll know Koshkin kezayit lamachar bachulitz. But suppose he tells me, no, in that case it's still brought. There's no Yerim HaKshavas. Now I'm not going to know. Okay, but what would be the din of Kezayit L'machar B'chutz? Come here, boy. Like, I don't get it. So then, and now, how are you helping that? Yochi Hashtanami. I mean, okay, HaTenech Yom HaLei Kezayit L'machar and B'chutz. Even that case is brought to us. Then you know, well, in Kol Shekein, the case of Kezayit U'Kezayit. But suppose he tells you that it's a Klola. Then you're not going to know what the thing would be about kezayit kezayit. That'll still be a question. I caught to me boy like, yeah, but then he'll get mad at me. Im ke mirtad ratad, he's going to say to me, boy, what a stupid question. Hashta kezayit ukezayit klola kezayit pamacher kezayit pachutz mi boy. Obviously, it's year of machshavot.